Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. 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 To the Lord and magnify the Lord. We like to give Him glory and give Him praise, the Lord Jehovah God that has brought us together again. For some of us, it's over 3 months now that we are able to gather together into in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says the gathering of His people shall be unto Him. Yes, the Bible says He has not called His children to seek Him in vain. In other words, the Lord desired that we should fellowship with Him. The Lord desired that we should gather together with Him. The Lord has not made us to be in isolation, alone. So we have come together today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to acknowledge our Lord, to acknowledge our King, to acknowledge our Savior, to acknowledge the Redeemer of our lives, to acknowledge the Everlasting Father. And I want you to open your mouth and set your spirit free, set your soul free. You are in the atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. As we worship Him, as we declare His greatness, as we declare His awesomeness, declare His majesty. Oh, let the heavens be open as this place is taken over again by the Spirit of the Lord. As the presence of the Lord rule upon this atmosphere again. As the glory of the Lord descend upon this place again. As the presence of the Lord overwhelm this place again, as the power of the Most High God take over the atmosphere, as we declare the Lordship of Jesus, the King of Kings, upon this place, as we establish the Lordship of the ruler of the heavens and the earth, the mighty Savior, as we declare that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess to the glory of the Father, as we take authority over every situation and all the atmosphere that have been ruling, everything that has been suspended before, we are taking it over again, taking possession of the land, taking possession of this place, taking possession of the environment. Declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ right now. Declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we are the possessing of the enemy of this vicinity again. Where the enemy cannot laugh, he is in trouble. We take possession of this environment again. We take it over. For the Lord of glory, we take it over. For the Most High God, we take it over in the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus, this is the sanctuary of the Lord. This is sanctuary of the Lord. We are the men of God. We are people of God. Gather together to seek the face of the Lord. To receive life. To receive life. To receive strength. To receive grace. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are taking it over again. Possessing it for the Most High God. Declaring the Lordship. Declaring His establishment. Declare this place. That is the place. The place of the living God. The enemy cannot take it over. The wicked cannot take it over. The power of the enemy cannot suspend it. We say, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. You reign. You reign. You reign over this place. You reign over. You reign. We take over the atmosphere. Mighty Jehovah. Remashata yabaya. Maya kata yabaya bagata kata ya. Mekele boko soporia. Jekalia propogo sekeria ba. Masoto yaba. Maria kere baba goseke. Le Maria bala baloba roba kushikeria kata. Mesekenderia. Mrakataya. Meri krabakuria. Pull down, destroy, demolish every structure in the air, in the atmosphere, every structure, every force. Oh yeah, let them say, what people want to today, what to today, what to today. Yes, by the name of the Atidelota, we have come back again. We have come back again to destabilize, to demolish, to destroy all territorial, all forces ruling this environment. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We have taken it over. We have not handed it over to the spirit of Asherifa, to the rulers and powers of Asherifa. We take it over in the name of Jesus. Take over your environment wherever you are, wherever you are listening to me. Take it over. Take over your environment. Take over your environment right now. Take over, take over, take over, take possession of your environment. Wherever, whether you are in your house, in your room, in your place, wherever. Take it over, take it over. Let not the power of the enemy take possession of that place. Yes, you cannot be under the control of the spirit, of the territorial spirit, of the ancestral spirit, of the false spirit, the spirit, environmental spirit ruling that environment. You cannot be under them. Take it over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you. Yes, Jesus shall reign. Jesus, you are reigning. Lord Jesus, you are reigning. Let's release the power of the blood of Jesus. Release the power of the blood of Jesus and declare this place is sanctified unto the Lord again. Heaven open. Heaven open. Heaven open. Let there be trafficking of the holy angels in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Upon this altar again, let there be trafficking. Let there be trafficking. Trafficking of the holy angels in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ministering of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit divine in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you begin to minister, your minister to the ears of the salvation, to the people who are ears of salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Minister to every needs, minister. Your presence will fill this place. Your glory take over. Your power rule. This place shall be called your house in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord Jehovah. We give you glory and praise. We establish your throne. Be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You are welcome to the presence of the Most High God. I'm glad to see every one of us, you know, rejoicing and shining to the glory of the Lord. The presence of the Lord will not diminish in your life. The enemy has failed and will continue to fail in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, before we commence the team, but we are still going to do some prayers. And then we have very short time. Trust in the Lord. Within the very short time, He will accomplish great works. In the name of Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9.
Say something. Are we there? Okay, let me put my Bible.
But beloved, we are persuaded. We are persuaded better things of you.
Come on.
We are persuaded there are better things of you. Things that are ahead of you. There are better things. There are great things that are ahead of you. Irrespective of the situation around, no matter the news that you are hearing, the scripture says, and we are persuaded, inasmuch you are property of the kingdom, you are a member of the kingdom, there are better things that are meant for you, that God has prepared for you. And he now tells you, not only things, but things also that accompany salvation. Apart from the general things, good things, there are other good things that are pertaining to salvation that God has prepared for you. So, you have greater hope. You may be looking at it, the time has gone. The year is gone. We are almost ending the half of the year. See, pandemic did not permit you to accomplish what you plan to, but it is a lie. It is a lie of the devil. I say it is a lie of the devil. You will reach that which God proposed for you this year in the name of Jesus. Whether pandemic likes it or not, you will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. I will get there. I will get there. No power will be able to stop you. No power will be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus. Your dream. The land you wanted to start working. You have thought that you will move to your own house this year. You thought you will travel. You thought things will work well. The business you want to start. But I want to tell you, there are better things. There are better things. Beyond your dreams, beyond your aspirations, beyond your expectations, beyond all that you desire, better things. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. If the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, could say all things work for good. Huh? All things work for good to them that loveth him. Huh? All things. So, do not allow the enemy to cheat you. It has not finished. Many things are still coming this year. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be celebrated. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you will get there. In the name of Jesus, I say you will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. Open your mouth and say after me. Heavenly Father, I am persuaded that this season will still bring your purpose to fulfillment in every area of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, irrespective of any situation around me, I am fully persuaded there are better things. There are better things. There are better things. There are better things. Better sayings. Better things. Better things. Better things. Better things. In the name of Jesus. Yes, pray. Pray on your own. 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 All that the Lord has stored for you this year, no man will take it away. All that the Lord has prepared for you this year, it shall not be aborted. All that the Lord has prepared for you this year, pandemic will not take it away. The robber will not take it away. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus, your testimony will not abort it. Yes, the plan of God will not be aborted. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the cancel of the Lord will not be aborted in your life. In the name of Jesus, the program of God for your life will not be aborted. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, oh, the enemy will not abort God's plan. No disease, no affliction, no infirmity, no sickness will be able to abort it. No affliction, no demonic cancer, no demonic manipulation, no oppression of wickedness, no controversy. By the name of the Lord Jesus, it shall be accomplished. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that the Lord has told, saw in the year that your hand has not reached, by the reason of the grace of God, by the reason of the grace, by the power of gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, I release it unto you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name we are praying. Before we handle, you see, have a prayer. We will stop at the right time when the Lord wants us to stop. Stop. We stop immediately. We are not going to spend extra time. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid waste for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Last Sunday, Pastor said something, and he said, no territory is vacant. I think I quote him right. And he was talking about that we are looking at expansion. And we must understand that there is no territory that is vacant. And I had to read again that as no territory is vacant, before you even occupy any territory, there is enemy that want to obstruct you from not getting to that place. And we will just want to look briefly about this matter. We want to look at the power that hinders you from getting to your promised land. Just for 3 minutes. That is not our team. That's not where we are going. We are still going forward. The Bible says, the Lord remembered. And the Lord remembered. The Lord remember when the Lord decided to deliver the people of Israel out of bondage. The enemy orchestrated a plan. I say, immediately he planned ahead again over them. I said, oh yeah, Amalek, gather yourself, oppose them, stand against them. And God said, okay. When the Lord decided to rescue you from the power of the devil, I don't know where the Lord has, I don't know what area the Lord has rescued you, but I know that God rescued you from power of sin, as many of us that are believers, God has rescued us from the power of sin. And many of us also, God has rescued us from so many things. But more importantly, when the Lord has rescued us, the enemy does not wait and relax. That what he learned here. The Bible says, Amalek stood and he was opposing the children of Israel. And the Bible says, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. May the Lord remember what the enemy has done for your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says how he lay wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. This morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to pray the simple prayer. We're going to declare by the power of the Most High God, every area of my life where the enemy, has strategized himself against my next movement, against my next level, my moving forward. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bring the judgment of the Lord against them. Every work of conspiracy, high level of conspiracy that is going on against my moving forward, against my stepping up, against my moving, against my advancement, every power that is working, we like to rise on your feet this morning. We like to pray. Please pray. My time is gone. I've not even done this. I've not started what I wanted to do. What we wanted to do. Please, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Please, please. Please pray, pray by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, by the power of the Lord Jesus, let's declare by the power of the Most High God, wherever the Amalek, every Amalek in my life, every Amalek that has been waiting and waiting that everywhere that I get my deliverance, we go ahead again to lay waste, to lay waste, to lay siege upon my advancement in any area by the reason of the power of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shatter, we destroy everywhere the enemy has laid siege against the church of God. Yes, by the reason of the power of the Most High God, we shatter again. We bring them into destruction. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we tear every structure of the wicked. We break the cancer. We scatter the plan of the wicked. We demolish, we smash their head. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we raise the power of the blood of the Son of God, the blood of the everlasting covenant, against the adversary of our soul, spirit, and body. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Second prayer. Joel chapter 3, verse 6. Joel chapter 3, verse 6. Okay. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have you sold unto the Grecians that you might remove them far from their borders. That you might remove them far from their borders. Many things that are happening this season is for the enemy not only to sell lives, but to remove many people from the area of protection, from the area of covering, from the area where they can receive blessing, from the area where they can receive strength. That is why he has everything the enemy is orchestrated, not to allow church to meet, in order for them to operate in their fullness. But today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, the children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem, have you sold unto Grecians? Greece is so far from Israel. It's a far place. I wanted to check the distance, but I forgot. But he decided, he never sold them to the neighborhood, to the Palestinian. He never sold them to the area. But he decided to carry them to the Greece so that they will be far from their inheritance, so that they be far from where they can receive help, so that they can be far from every liberty and freedom. Can you declare by the name of the Lord Jesus with me? Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord my Father, oh Lord my Father, I receive my deliverance from every all of the enemy. I return back from every journey of the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am brought back to my inheritance. I am brought back to my inheritance. I am brought back into my inheritance. I shall not lose my inheritance in the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I shall not lose my position in the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. I shall not lose my inheritance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every power that wants to diminish me, every spirit that wants to reduce me, every power that wants to reduce me to nothing, be able to take me away from God's presence in the name of the Lord Jesus. I tear you, I bring you to destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus. I overtake the enemy on every side. I declare I am delivered in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. I had a revelation as we are praying just now. Some of us, we've gone far. The enemy has sold us. We are not one. We are not one. We are not two. I don't know the number. Some of us, the enemy has sold us. During this period, we step beyond God's presence. We step outside God's presence, rather. And we have stepped out of God's presence. We've done some things. We've gone astray during that period. But I saw one of us, I won't mention the name, I saw one of us going into an occultic place. But God is drawing you back in the name of the Lord Jesus. God is drawing you back in the name of Jesus. If you are in that position, would like to cry for mercy today, right now? Would like to say, Father, I return back. I'm sorry. The enemy has sold me. Yes, Lord, I have gone astray. But I recognize that there is mercy with you. I recognize that you can restore me back. I recognize that you can bring me back. Lord, I'm sorry. Would like to cry for mercy in the presence of the Lord? I'm not saying you should come out, cry unto the presence of the Lord this morning. I'm saying cry unto the presence of the Lord. I don't know where you have gone to, but what I saw you. I saw it. The Lord showed me that here is your brother. Here is your brother going to an occultic place, into a place where they do some things. Yes, he has been involved. And the Bible tells me what the word of God did, I heard. And I heard again. I said, I'm going to put him to shame. And we disgrace him. And then will you like to tell the Lord and say, Father, I am sorry. I pray you will not allow God to put you to shame and disgrace you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Well, we were going to handle what we wanted to handle. Now, the Lord, this is how the Lord has led us. Oh. Shall we bless the name of the Lord? Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Just give him glory. Just give him glory. Brakatariabo Shatariaba da Badaboko Chiboko Sata Zikaraba Lab Robo Shikaliaba Zintalia Labaraba Loba Kuriaku Shiti. If you need a touch of God's presence, you need a touch of His power, all you want to God to touch you, Want the Lord to touch you? Ask the Lord to touch you right now. Ask the Lord to touch you. Ask the Lord to touch you. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch you. Ask the presence of the Lord to touch you. Ask the power of the Holy Ghost to work miracle, to work healing, to touch you, to deliver you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I want to tell this song, we are standing on holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. We are standing on
holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is, His holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is, His holy. We have stayed.
I want to round up this prayer. Open your eyes for 1 minute. We are still going to sing that song. Look at that passage, Joel chapter 3, verse 16. That the children also of Judah, the children of Jerusalem, have you sold unto the Grecians that they might be removed far from their borders. Many people are moved far away from the law in this period. Like I once said, they have social distance themselves from the Lord. But go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. Those of you who are here today, and those of you who are listening unto me, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. And we are going to read to 24, and then we'll pray. We'll take that song together and we'll pray. But you are come unto Mount Zion and the city of the living God. Some have been sold unto Grecians. But thank God you have come to the city of the living God. Some have been taken far away from their border. But thank God you have chosen to come to Mount Zion. And because you have decided to come unto Mount Zion, you cannot come to Mount Zion and go back in vain. The Bible says, the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels. And when you go to verse 23, let's read to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. You are not in Grecia this morning. You are not far away from your border. You are not forsaking the assembly of the firstborn. The assembly, general assembly, and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, that we will judge any pandemic that's raging the world. And to the spirit of just men made perfect. Verse 24. And to Jesus. Hallelujah. To Jesus, the mediator of new covenant. Even if you are wandering away, there is a mediator here. Even if you are going through some conflict, you don't need to go to anybody for conflict resolution. There are conflicts in your life. There are contests in your life. You are coming this morning to Jesus, the mediator. And the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Is there something that you think should be better in your life? Is there something you are waiting for, a better day, a better condition, a better job, a better situation? You are come to the sprinkling blood that speaketh better than that of Abel. And Lord is going to cause that blood to speak better in your life this morning. Can we say that so again, and I will just round up the prayer. We are this holy ground.
This is holy ground.
Maskotoli maska in the decosu.
We stand on holy ground.
For the Lord is here.
For the Lord is here. And where is the Lord?
Heavenly Father, because this morning we are come unto Mount Zion, because this morning we are come to the city of the living God, because this morning we are come to the heavenly Jerusalem, because this morning we are come through the agency of the blood that speaketh better than that of Abel. Lord, I pray that everyone that is here in the church now, and everybody who is hearing me, wherever they are hearing, I release the ministry angel into their lives and their situation. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the angels and the spirit of the living God minister to their needs in the mighty name of Jesus. Be the need that is physical, be the need that is spiritual. Father, may those need be met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Are there someone wandered away? May Jesus, the mediator of new covenant, convict them and reconcile them back unto the Lord this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody who has gone into occultism, who has gone into the kingdom of darkness? Let the light of God shine upon such a life and rescue such a person back to the kingdom of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there any power that is dominating the life of some of those who are hearing me this morning, contrary to the counsel of the Lord? I break the hold of that power upon those lives by the power and the anointing of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody who is in bondage of sickness or ailments? Father, let the power of sickness, the power of ailment be taken away from these lives. Right now, receive healing and wholeness of life, of soul, spirit, and body in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, is there somebody who is waiting and asking for a better day? Who is asking and waiting for a better deed? Who is asking and waiting for a better situation? Who is asking and waiting for a better condition? My Lord and my God, because we are called to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus that speaketh better thing than that of Abel, my Lord and my God, every better thing that your people are longing and seeking for this morning, release unto them from this Mount Zion in the mighty name of Jesus. Release unto them from heavenly Jerusalem in the mighty name of Jesus. Release unto them by the agency of the ministry spirit of the Holy Ghost from the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. We have tried to make the service to be brief in line with the protocol that has been given. And I would just want us to, we will give our offering, but I want us to listen to pastoral charge so that while we are listening to the pastoral charge, we can just pass the offering bag around, and after that, I will come up to give the announcement and then the closing. So let me just pray on the offering we're about to give. Heavenly Father, we bless the seed we are come to sow into your kingdom this morning. We ask you, Lord God, that you bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. And every blessing we desire from you today, and those who are hearing me, may you give unto us and to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.